from the Parenting Stuff Podcast. This is Decoding Culture.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris.
And I'm Sam.
And this is Decoding Culture. And our mission is educating families so that you don't need to know everything about culture, but we want you to know just enough to be able to have conversations with the teenagers you are caring for. So today, you may have heard your teenager or any student child in your life talking about the next-gen gaming consoles, the 2020 gaming consoles. So that's what we're talking about today. And so if you have no idea what that means, I'm talking about the PS5 and the Xbox Series S and X. Tell me what your experience with gaming is, Sam. What is your video game world like?
Sure. Well, when you say some of you might not know what any of this means, and then you named all the things, I was like, it's me. I'm the one that doesn't really know what all that means. But as a child, my brother and I would play PlayStation. We had like the first PlayStation. We also had we had Nintendo 64. Probably my brother didn't really play that one, but I did. And so I kind of went like Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox evades me. It's hard for me to get, the controls are different.
It's true.
It's hard for me, and now since the Wii and the Switch came out, which are both Nintendo, I'm like, I might be back to Nintendo being my number one. Yeah.
We have a Switch at home as of recently, and you've enjoyed that a lot.
That's true.
I grew up in the PlayStation world. I remember the Christmas I got a PlayStation. But the Christmas I got a PlayStation 2 was an even bigger deal for some reason. Getting my PS2 was huge. So that was my last PlayStation console, was a PS2. Sometime in college, one of my best friends was playing Xbox, and he kind of helped me make the transition into the Xbox world.
So now there is like a war of sorts.
Yes,
definitely. Among Xbox versus PlayStation. Would you say that you are starkly one or the other? Like, do you denounce all PlayStation now?
I wouldn't say denounce, that's a strong word, but, really what it is for me, and this will come up later, is, one of my friends playing, and my friends mostly have Xbox, so I can, you know, talk to them on the Xbox. If I had a PlayStation, I'd be doing it alone.
So mostly. It's relationship driven for you.
Exactly. A lot of people buy two for that reason. You know, if they have a lot of friends in both, they'll get both. So that's what lands me in the Xbox world. So, we are going to talk about the insanity around the 2020 gaming consoles. I haven't quite settled on the name for this episode. I think it's 2020 gaming consoles.
Okay.
Is that right?
Sure.
That's probably... That dates it. Because I was like, sounds next good. Gen, most recent, and none of those things are actually dated.
Right, because in a year, there might be another Switch out or something.
Exactly. So these are the two that came out in 2020. 2020 gaming consoles. So that means we were talking about the PS5 and the Xbox Series S and Series X. Now, that alone... is confusing. And Sam doesn't know a whole lot about this. And I'm not an expert by any means, but I did a little research and I have a little bit of experience. So I'm hoping Sam can stand in for you and ask some questions that come to her mind as they come up. So this may be a little further into the rabbit hole than anyone intended to go, but let's talk about PlayStation. PlayStation came out in 1994.
So 94. Me too.
That's when you came out, yeah. your birth year. The PlayStation 1, that was PlayStation 1, 1994. And then we get PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and then in 2020, guess what? PlayStation 5.
All I know about these things is that somewhere in there it changed from a gray console to a black console.
That is true. They were gray in the beginning. I think it was PlayStation 2. I think that's when they transitioned
to black. And it popped up, the CD thing popped up, and then you slide it in.
Yep.
You don't have to connect your controllers the same way anymore.
Yep, little features changing.
Wow, times be changing.
That's right. Now, this is where it gets a little bit different. The Xbox world is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox came out in 2001. So this is 6-7 years later, we get the Xbox. And then we get the Xbox 360, and then the Xbox...
Not circular.
And then the Xbox One, and now in 2020 we have the Xbox Series S and Series X.
Which do you prefer?
What do you mean?
Which one's better? Choosing?
Between what?
Between S and X of 2020.
Oh, we're gonna talk about it. Okay. Oh, we're gonna go deep. So and through those, you're gonna see like there's some like weird series in the Xbox world and the PS PlayStation world. You're gonna have like slim versions and there's all kinds of like different things, but those are the basic ones.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to talk about Nintendo as well, because the reason we're not talking about Nintendo a lot today is because they didn't come out with a gaming console in 2020.
Right.
I'm going to go through their lineage, but not include the handheld games, which are like the Game Boy and the DS. But
right, yes.
It turns out in the like like 70s, like 77 to 80, they had a Japan only, like 3 million units sold. It's called the Color TV game. I'd never even heard of it. After the Color TV game, we have the, I think they call it an NES, Nintendo Entertainment System. That was in 83. Okay. These people are on the scene early. Mm-hmm, and then Super Nintendo comes out in 1990.
And I kind of know about that. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I wasn't born yet, but that's kind of like, that yes. wasn't, like my dad probably still had that one.
Yep. Yep. And then we have the N64, Nintendo 64. And then the GameCube, which was
interesting. I didn't have GameCube. I didn't do that.
One of my friends had a GameCube.
Yeah, one of my friends did too, and she loves it. Still, she like still plays it. I don't...
Yeah, it's retro now.
Yeah, okay.
It's like... We're old. It was weird then. Like, it was really like quirky. The discs were real tiny.
I thought so too,
it was
yeah.
like a weird system. Yeah. So now people have it just for fun. Mm-hmm. After the GameCube was the Wii.
Loved
which
it.
Which people know about the Wii. Mm-hmm. Big new technology moves in the Wii.
That's true, because it was like motion detected, like yeah. Just Dance. That's fun.
Yeah. And then the Wii U, which I'm not sure, was that handheld? I think that was. Maybe it did both.
My brother played that one too with his friend, and I don't know. I think that one might have been like just your body. But I'm going to sound silly because I don't know.
So yeah, it looks like the Wii U could be used as handheld or on the TV. I don't
with just your body.
I don't know what... No, I don't think so. There's like a gamepad. Oh, I could be confused. I don't know this
you
one.
Stand
very well.
On it, maybe. Well, because there
you
was...
shouldn't stand on it; it'll probably break.
Okay, well, there was a Wii thing that you stand on.
yeah, that was the Wii Fit.
Wii Fit. I think that was a game. I don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
it came with like a board
bought...
that you stood on.
Yeah, yeah, I did that. Oh, it was so insulting. It would like show you what it thinks you look like, and it would just be so round. And yeah. I was like, I don't. Do I look this round, guys?
And so then the most recent one, the Nintendo Switch. From 2017, that was our most recent console. They could be coming out any day. But 2017 was a Nintendo Switch. So let's go back to 2020, the 2020 consoles, the PS5. First, let's talk about PS5. This machine, if you've seen a picture of it, look it up.
I haven't.
It's white now. They've gone to white. Oh. It's like sleek, futuristic looking. And then the Xbox Series S, and especially the Series X, is like a chunky big black box, like a tower, almost like the old CPUs on the computer towers.
Okay.
So that is coming to our home soon. I didn't mention it yet, but we got an Xbox Series X coming. There is what I'm going to call a light version of both consoles. So you have a standard version and a light version. So the full versions, the standard PS5 and the Xbox Series X, those are the beefier ones. They're both $500, and they're very comparable to each other, like with graphics and processing and stuff. They're very comparable. Xbox has a little more memory, but that doesn't matter a whole lot. Then we have the light versions, which is where we get to see some difference. In the two light versions, they're both, this is the all digital PS5 and then the Xbox Series S. So you have to like reverse this like podcast to hear those names again. You can, because I know it's a lot to keep track of. But both of these are all digital, which means there's no slot for physical games.
So you have to have all your games online.
Exactly.
Or all your games like downloaded to the system.
Exactly. Which is where storage comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to do storage no matter what, but yeah, you're running out of memory.
Yeah.
But by extension, that also means it's no longer a DVD player or a Blu-ray player.
Right.
Which is something that we face. I was like, I could get the Series S because it's a lot cheaper, but like, what? I have to get a DVD player for $20 and keep it in my house as well now?
Right.
You know, so that's an issue.
I mean, not that we use DVDs a lot anyway, because we use like Netflix.
Yeah, stuff. mostly. But if you ever want to play a Blu-ray, you know, you just can't. So I'm going to go into the two light versions specifically. The light PS5, it's not called that. So if you say, don't say that to your kids, because they're not going to know what that means and they're going to make fun of you. But that's what I'm using. It's called the PS5 All Digital. And it's $400 instead of $500. For the PS5, it's like mostly the same graphics and processing power as the standard version. From what I can tell, they're like pretty comparable. But it's all digital, again, so there's no slot for games. So it's $400 instead of the $5.
But then, do you buy your games through like online on
through
the Xbox
an online
on the TV?
Store. Got yes, it. Yes. And then they store on your... on your console. The light version of the Xbox, which is the Xbox Series S, is $300 instead of the $500 for the Series X, the bigger one. And this one has slightly less memory, less processing power, and then there's also a pretty big difference in the graphics as well for the light version of the Xbox. So that's the difference. Speaking of which, graphics, you should know that to get the most out of your console, you might need a new TV.
Okay. Don't bring them into this.
Everything but the Xbox Series S, the light version of the Xbox, has up to 8K graphics.
And I don't know what that means.
I know. It's nuts. Like when you're all, like watching the football and, uh-huh. and they have a camera like in the end zone and you see somebody's face. So like you can count their freckles.
Okay. And it looks like creepily realistic. Yes. Like it looks like they might be in your living room.
Yes.
That's unsettling to me. I don't know.
It's the best. It's objectively the best.
Okay.
So I do bring this up because if you get, you know, a new console for your kid or they, you know, save them, buy one, don't be surprised if they also want a new TV shortly after that. Like I do.
You can't see me, but I rolled my eyes.
Because we're going to have to get a new TV to get the most out of this Xbox.
We don't have to get a new TV.
I think we might. One more thing about the Xbox, the new consoles, is they're kind of hard to get a hold of.
Kind of.
Yes.
A little bit.
Very stressful process. So they went on sale before Christmas officially.
Yeah, so if your kid is a gamer, you probably already know this has been really hard to get a hold of.
That's true.
If it's been like on the radar for you to get them one, you already know this.
Mm-hmm. So they had a limited stock before Christmas, and mostly that was bought by people who like can program a robot program.
What?
That will buy like as many as they can.
Wow.
The really smart kids and some grown-ups who are just trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
Will program things to snag them up, maybe like on 5 different websites so they get 5 or 10.
Ew, and then sell them again.
And then sell them.
Okay,
for much
I said
more expensive.
Ew because I thought like some grown-up doing that, I'd be like, that feels sketchy. But some kid doing that, I'm like, wow, look at you.
Entrepreneur, yeah.
You're so smart.
It is a little sketchy.
It's okay. We accept you if you do that.
That's right. But that's the story. Like, they're often sold out because of these bots. That's what we'll say. You might hear your kids say that. Like, there's some bot bought them all, you know, mm-hmm. or some program. So that's what's happening. And even now today, like, there are more stocks. They're getting restocked occasionally. Yeah. So what is today? So like 2 days ago, I sat in that chair right there and I refreshed Walmart's page over and over again because I knew they were getting a stock at 3 p.m. And so I refreshed it over and over again and I missed it and it said come back at 3:10. And then I came back at 3:10 and that's when I got it. But I had two other friends who were also refreshing constantly mm-hmm. and didn't get it.
Oh.
So like they restocked at Walmart, but it was only so much. You know, like the demand is so, so, so high. So people are having a real hard time getting a hold of them. It also helps that they're cheaper than they have been in the past. People expected a price hike, but especially the light Xbox, the Xbox Series S,
yeah.
is only $300 comparatively.
Yeah, a more affordable option, I guess.
Comparatively,
I mean, it's still
yeah.
something I would have had to save up for as a kid for a long time.
Yeah.
But
and you can also get them for like $800, $1,200 on eBay.
Right, from the people who bought them.
Yeah. So that's the story. So if you know you kind of hear any of those that narrative, that's the story of how selling these is going. Again, they're going to be in stock occasionally on Walmart and Best Buy and Target and GameStop. They're all over the place, but in limited bunches that go very quickly. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, the demand is big. So one of the main things that we like to do on this podcast is to give questions. How can you talk about things with your kid, with whatever student, teenager in your life that you care for? So let's talk about some questions So first of all, let's hit some teaching moments because this is a big purchase. It's like a big deal. So here's some questions that can lead to teaching moments. What makes you want to buy the new one so badly?
Tell us what makes you want to buy the new one so badly, Rev?
what makes me want to buy it was like I had a friend gift me the Xbox Series S.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only, I was going to wait until they were going to be used. And maybe I'd pick one up at a yard sale. Well, that's an exaggeration, but a GameStop used or something. But a friend gifted me, a very good friend, gifted me the Xbox Series S. And I sold it at a little bit of a hike.
Ooh.
So I made up half
you're
the
one
difference.
Of them.
Sort of. But I made up half the difference to upgrade to the Series X. So I only spent $100. So that's where I'm. That's what made me want to buy it.
Yeah. Which he supplied that would be okay, the friend.
Yeah, we did.
This
we talked
sketchy.
About it this morning.
Yeah, okay, good.
So that's a good question. What makes you want to buy this one? It might be an opportunity to teach them patience because they're going to be used on sale in like so soon, a year.
Right, and like I think people get obsessed and then they're like, never mind sometimes. Yeah. And then they sell them and they're still nice.
Absolutely.
And not broken.
Cheaper. Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that. So
now right now the demand is crazy. So they're still, even the used ones are expensive. Unboxed
right.
are still more expensive.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But soon they won't be. Once the demand is settled.
Right.
You know, it's another opportunity to teach contentment as well. Like this is where I was at before one was gifted to me. I was like,
but you,
the
have,
one
you
I
have,
have
an
have,
Xbox.
Yes.
Right. You
the
have
Xbox
a big
one
TV.
I've had for 5 years.
Right.
It works just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I should be content in what I have. So is what motivates you. You just want your friends have one and you just want to have one too, you know?
Sure.
Because that's not a great reason. Sure. Well, who am I to say? Maybe it's not. Maybe it is a good reason for you and your kid, but that's the conversation we can start. Yeah. Another question might be, what are you willing to give up to get this? So you might be able to teach priorities to your kid and say, hey, sure, we can get this thing, but...
But like you have to work for it.
You have to work for it.
Like one time I went to this volleyball camp and my dad was like, sure, I'll give you the $40 for volleyball camp if you turn the garden. And then I spent the whole Saturday afternoon turning the garden. And I still remember that I earned that $40 for that volleyball camp.
Exactly.
So maybe it could be the same.
Sure.
Or a PS5.
Sure. Maybe you can, we'll get you the PS5. We'll get you the Xbox Series X, but your friend can't come on vacation, but you can't go to this thing. You
know? Right. And that makes sense too. Like, I think that's important. Like it's not just like you're punishing them. It's like,
yeah,
it's like, that's going to cost money. So instead of having your friend with us on vacation, we're going to use that money to buy you the thing. So you're making a sacrifice.
And you can teach sacrifice. You can teach priorities through that question. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there are also some questions. Those are some questions that like lead to some lessons, but these are some basic conversation questions, curiosity questions. So which system would you want if you could pick any?
Me?
Sure.
If you have an answer. Well, I don't have an answer for either of those. I just like the Switch a lot. I was nervous, but I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't need something new and fancy all the time. Sure. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I've had a lot of fun with it. And so I like that one.
Yeah. So, again, this might have to do with like this next question, which is what system do most of your friends have that may lead into that one?
Right. Because that one informs which one you choose.
Yeah. For me,
you want to hang out with friends online.
Exactly. And they may say both for that reason as well. Again. You know, they may say, eventually I want both of these. And then you can talk to that.
Yeah.
Do you find it worth it to get the standard versions instead of the light ones? Again, don't use that word because I'll make fun of you. But
like, yeah.
The more expensive ones, are they worth it to you? And then have them explain that to you. Some kids, they'll talk about the gigahertz.
I don't know what that means.
Let me tell you a new word I learned today. Because they know the ins and outs, and they might tell you about the teraflops.
The what?
I've never even heard that in my life. But 10.3 teraflop AMD RDNA 2 GPUs on these things.
If you can explain teraflops without looking it up,
right?
Please send us a message and explain it to us.
The Xbox Series X has two extra teraflops, in case you're
wondering. Sounds like, you know, like a tropical fish.
I don't know what that means. Your kid might, though, honestly.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So they might have
so many
question.
Things. I learn a lot from them.
That's absolutely true. One more question. What game are you looking forward to playing most?
That is a great question. And that question opens up a whole nother episode that I don't know if we should tackle.
That's true. Well, we can do an episode on any game that they answered, you know, let us know.
True,
we'd love to review a game and tell you about it.
That's so true.
Yeah, for me, it's Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is a Viking game, which I'm very excited about.
Okay.
So that's the game that I'm looking forward to playing on my nice new Xbox Series X and
thank
my
you, Charles.
4K TV.
Wow, and your 4K TV. Just keep bringing it back.
So stay connected with us at Decoding Culture. You can email us at decodingculture@gmail.com. Please do that. We want to talk about exactly what your family is struggling with, what your family's talking about. Also, check out Parenting Stuff Podcast on social media. We're looking at some revamps. We're looking at some relaunching stuff with Parenting Stuff. That's right. So you can check out Parenting Stuff Podcast as well. And so for Decoding Culture, this is Chris.
This is Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.